It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Hey. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
With less than 30 days left to the November 8th election, the globalists are in full panic mode, launching every form of disinformation they can. The Clintons know their main Achilles heel is Bill Clinton's history of abusing women, including settling cases where women allege rape. That's why the controlled corporate press is now launching their October surprise, claiming Donald Trump raped children. And this is being filed in lawsuits by anonymous Jane Doe's. They didn't launch this earlier on because the evidence could be investigated and would come out to be a fraud. It's being launched now to deceive the people. The mainstream media is doing everything it can to basically keep the public in a trance and to dumb down the debate about what's happening in this country. We have received a dossier that I will be chronicling tomorrow in our pre-debate coverage from 4 to 8 p.m. We'll then cover the live debate and have about an hour of phone calls and analysis. After the debate, that'll be carried at Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show. I wrote a lot of notes before I sat down here at home to do this presentation. I've decided not to use them. I'm just going to 100% speak from the heart. I wrote the notes from my understanding, my research, but I just want to directly appeal to everybody out there watching this before I get into this information. I cut my teeth exposing the Clintons and the horrible things they did when I was first on talk radio. I then exposed Bush big time like nobody else. I'm on record because he did a lot of horrible things. When politicians do bad things, unconstitutional things, launch illegal wars, illegal spying, you name it, I expose it. But even Jonathan Turley, who's a top constitutional lawyer and a big Democrat, will tell you, Obama's been 3 times worse than Bush. It's a fact. But let me tell you something. I think Barack Obama has a lot more humanity than Hillary Clinton does. I mean, Obama has come out in memos, doesn't want war with Russia, and has been kind of actually bucking it. I hate to actually give him credit. It's just true. The neocons and the Republican establishment with Hillary have a lady who's on record saying, if we have a cyber attack and think it's Russia, we should physically hit them. And then I'll have war with Iran and war with Russia. You can't have war with Russia, folks. They have nuclear weapons. They can't with us. It's called mutually assured destruction. And I see congressional hearings just 2 weeks ago. We play this clip a lot where they ask the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, hey, can't we just go ahead and attack, you know, the Russian Air Force in Syria? And they say, yeah, but that'll be an act of war. And Congress says, but we'll just hit them with missiles. Not thinking of the next step where then they strike back against our aircraft carriers. Or that the Russians are actually fighting Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and we're invited in by Syria. Now you're tuning in to hear about Donald Trump and the inside scoop on this. It's just that you have the Clintons, and Hillary is a lawyer representing child molesters and people who she knew were innocent. Famous cases of 12-year-old girls getting raped, being in comas for 6 days. Hillary laughing about it in audio tapes. We've played them. You've got Hillary as a bimbo eruption expert. She admittedly got married to Bill because he was sexually abusing, attacking women, a sex addict with 10 women a day. He wouldn't rape you if you submitted. She was his beard, not for being homosexual, but for his predatory activities. He was her beard for her lesbian activities. And I'm not making the fact that Bill's been quoted as saying she's, you know, eaten more you-know-what than he has, or seen more tail than a toilet seat. It's just that they're using that morally against...
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I am Millie Weaver, and you are watching War Room. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer today, and you were just watching a video of Alex Jones almost exactly a year ago to the day, actually October 9th, 2016, when he was predicting that the Democrats were planning to frame Trump for rape. This video is called Leaked Democrats Plan to Pin Rape Hoax on Trump, which we will be delving into more of very shortly, but I just wanted to explain to you guys what all is going on with this case. Now, we saw during the election cycle last year, we saw Gloria Allred come out with these victims alleging sexual assault charges against President Trump, which we had the feeling all of us knew that the timing, everything, it had to do with political reasons. It was an attempt to take out Trump. And now that they've seen how their pee-pee gate, Golden Gate, Russia gate, racist gate, all of their different attempts to take out the president are failing, they are now moving back to these sexual assault allegations. Now, we know that apparently Gloria Allred has submitted a subpoena to President Trump and his lawyers saying that they want any type of assault allegation records that Trump may have. They want that information. They want him to come forward with it and cough it up, so to speak. And we have to wonder, well, why is Gloria Allred, who, you know, she comes out as this woman activist, like she's all about helping women, and that it has nothing to do with political reasons. Well, that's funny because we've seen Gloria Allred out there practically campaigning for Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's out there wearing Hillary for president, big banners and signs she's holding. She's been pictured next to Hillary. Not only that, but her daughter, this is the weird thing about the Harvey Weinstein case, which it seems like all of this attention on bringing up this Trump sex allegations is a way to kind of divert the attention off of Harvey Weinstein. And let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. I find it very, very peculiar that Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa Bloom, actually was advising Harvey Weinstein on this matter. Now, she has stepped down from being one of his legal advisors on this matter, but she better, because it's a complete conflict of interest when you have Gloria Allred, her mother, representing one of Harvey Weinstein's victims. That's right. So we can just assume here that we are going to see Harvey Weinstein get off very lightly, very easily in that matter. Now, I want to continue on playing more of this clip that Alex has exposed, where he really goes into these leaked Democrat plans to pin a rape hoax on President Trump. So let's listen to this, and I'll jump in and interject.
He's got the whole globalist establishment angry at him because he knows there's unfair trade deals. He knows we're being screwed over. He knows we're being sold out. And he knows that a few simple things, just making us have even tariffs, because China has internal tariffs on currency and other things, like corporate tax. We just change a few things, it will cause a huge boom time. The globalists want us to have less. They want us to live under austerity. That's what the New World Order is. 200 square foot apartments where you pay more for those than you're paying now for a 1,000-foot. A car that's 50 horsepower that you pay more for than one that's 300 horsepower today. It's about a managed economy. That's what this is. And Trump's trying to break that. That's why he's got them all panicked, just like Brexit in England, just like the Russians pulling out of globalism in Russia. Doesn't mean Russia's perfect. Doesn't mean the UK's perfect. But the people are going, we didn't vote to enter the EU. We should be able to get out of it. General Milley, the head of the army, said 5 days ago, we played the clip this week over and over again. It's on Infowars.com right now. You think Russia will leave? You think you will break up the EU? You think you're going to have Brexit? We'll hit you harder than anything you ever got hit more before. We're getting ready to have a war bigger than World War II. And I'm telling the army, mobilize. We've gotten orders. Those are quotes. So the Rothschilds, the globalists that have been kicked out of Russia on record and are now getting kicked out of the UK and all the rest of it, they are panicking people. The Rockefellers, the usual suspects. They know what they're doing. They're not just misguided. Michael Moore has 6 bodyguards. He knows it's ridiculous to say take your guns. He's an elitist posing as the big establishment guy that loves you, and the mainstream media that has 6% trust rate tells you how great he is. That said, I want to be very clear.
Well, hold on really quick. It's interesting how we have all of these globalists out there trying to attack President Trump. If you actually look at who's behind it, because everyone just thinks about Summer Zervos, the victim, the alleged victim that's claiming to have had these sexual assaults, you know, against her from President Trump. Well, everyone's looking at her, but they're not seeing who's out there pushing her, who's behind her. Gloria Allred, who she's taken pictures with Hillary Clinton. She's been out there wearing little I'm with her pins and Hillary for president banners out there. And how can you think that it doesn't have anything to do with politics? Okay. And let's get more into Summer Zervos, who is a former contestant on Trump's reality TV show, The Apprentice. She claims that he kissed her and grabbed her when she went to his suite to go and talk to him about a potential job offer for the Trump organization. Now, Trump has adamantly denied these accusations. And in fact, he said she's lying, that it's a complete lie. And so now you have these same lawyers helping out Summer Zervos, and they have filed a defamation lawsuit against President Trump. And that's where the subpoenas come into play, because they're using that lawsuit to then go and try to subpoena the president for any documents that he might have relating to sexual assault accusations. They are on a fishing expedition, guys. They don't have anything. They are so mad that they don't have dirt on President Trump. They're actually trying to subpoena him to see if he'll cough up some of his own dirt. It's so freaking ridiculous. I'm sorry, but if they actually had dirt on him, well, then he wouldn't be a free man. He wouldn't be for the people. They could use that dirt to blackmail and extort him into doing their bidding, as they do with all of these other puppet politicians like Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and so on and so forth. That is why they are so mad about this, and they're trying to just throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. Let's continue with this video.
Get to the meat and potatoes. Tomorrow, starting at 4 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, AM and FM stations across the country, UHF, VHF, cable, and places like Houston, Texas picking us up. We're going to have the 2-hour regular show, always have 4 to 6, and then we're going to have coverage 6 to 8 before the debate. During the debate, we're going to carry it. And then after the debate, at least an hour, probably 2 hours of analysis. At least 6 hours of coverage tomorrow. And I'm going to be there for all of it. I'm going to be on for at least 5 hours of it. We'll take a break for an hour.
Well, now, what's interesting here is that October 31st is the day that Trump's attorneys, Trump's lawyers are due to respond to Zervos's motion in court. And that date is very interesting, because just days following that court date, we have this planned Antifa revolutionary protest. So you don't think that they're going to have this big media splash following this court date with either Trump denies their request for the subpoena, or that possibly the judge could then dismiss President Trump's hopes to dismiss the case and not move forward with it. Because either way, they can use that to then go out and have a big protest in the streets, stir up a bunch of liberal anger and liberal upsetness and liberal tears, get a bunch of Antifa out there rioting the streets, all because Trump, you know, they're going to say he's a sexual assaulter. He's a, you know, whatever they're going to throw at him. It's just disgusting, guys. And if you can't see through it, I don't know what to tell you, because it is so blatant and obvious that this is just a witch hunt and that these people are on a fishing expedition, because the Democrats are literally freaking out because they are losing all control, all power. And thank goodness for that, because by the looks of it, what's going on in California, oof, my goodness, we really dodged a bullet there with not getting Hillary Clinton for president in 2016. All right, stay tuned, guys. We will be right back after this short break.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
You are watching The War Room, and I am Millie Weaver filling in for Owen Schroyer. Well, first, I wanted to get to talking about some of our awesome and amazing supplements, which we all know that you guys are our supporters. We are listener-supported. We are not funded by big pharmaceuticals that profit off of people being sick. We profit off of our listeners going out and getting our amazing nutraceuticals. We've got 40% off Survival Shield, 50% off of Brain Force. That is an amazing deal, guys. And let me tell you, the Survival Shield and the Brain Force, that is like, those are probably my top two supplements right there. The Brain Force is amazing for just giving you that energy. It makes you awake and alert for those days where you just feel like you're dragging along. I mean, it's got amazing reviews, and it's 50% off this week. So get it while you can, guys. Get it while it's on sale. We also have the InfoWars Life Secret 12, 40% off as well. We have BioTrue Selenium. Get that as well. So the Secret 12, that's an amazing one right there as well for energy. I mean, for those of us who are parents and sometimes, man, we need that extra energy because maybe we're up dealing with a crying kid. Well, take yourself some Secret 12 because it will get you going. And you know what? Everybody needs some vitamin B12 in their diets. Now, we also have Alexa Pure Breeze, 20% off. We have Alexa Pure Pro, 20% off as well. Those are amazing water filters because, you know, even CNN now is coming out saying how fluoride in the drinking water does affect cognitive function. It does affect IQ. It's been proven now that pregnant women especially should be really careful with consuming fluoride toothpaste and fluoride water. And that's what gets me onto our fluoride toothpaste, which is amazing. I love the Super Blue toothpaste, and they even have it in bubblegum flavor for the little kids because, you know, a lot of kids don't like to have the peppermint taste because they find it that it's a little bit too hot. So kids prefer the bubblegum, which I actually think tastes really good as well. But I'm just a kid at heart, you know? Well, anyway, let's get back to the news and the drama that's been going on with Harvey Weinstein. This, you know, I mean, this guy, I don't even know what to say. The celebrities all say that he's like a god in the industry. He's this big honcho, big Hollywood producer that has all the pull, all the connections. And just from some of the videos I've seen of how these celebrities are palm fronting him and how, you know, kind of creeped out some of them come across. Like they kind of come off a little weird about Harvey Weinstein. Like there's something there. And that's what we're seeing now. When we're hearing with all these celebrities coming out and saying that, you know, Hollywood is full of predators. You know, we even had Rob Schneider, who he starred in a bunch of movies. I think it was that Bruce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. He starred in a bunch of different movies, and he's pictured alongside Adam Sandler films typically. And he even came out to TMZ this weekend talking about how, yeah, the industry is full of, you know, smut. It's full of producers and casting couches and all this horribleness. And he came out in this video, which I kind of want to play a little bit of this video because I felt like, wow, he has courage. He's coming out and telling his story, a story where he himself was put in an awkward situation when some producer had him at his hotel room and asked him to crawl around on the floor and do some pretty bizarre, weird stuff. So let's play a little bit of this clip with Rob Schneider, if we can, just because, you know, it's pretty mind-blowing. It's pretty mind-blowing. But while the crew is getting that going, I just wanted to talk more on Harvey Weinstein, who has this big help from Hollywood. You know, we've seen Meryl Streep come out, and at least she's now coming out and saying, oh, it's despicable. But before, she was coming out and talking about how he was this god. But I guess she would look like a big hypocrite when she's come out and so harshly criticized Trump, and then to try and defend Harvey Weinstein. That just wouldn't really make sense. But let's go to this video with Rob Schneider.
What I said by it's the tip of the iceberg is, like, you know, actors are very, and actresses more than guys, and I know it happens with guys too, but with, they're particularly vulnerable because they need an agent, and the agents are creeps too, you know, and like, and then the, you know, trying to get, a job, and the, you know, the casting directors can be, you know, and the people who are, the producers, the directors. I mean, it's just, it's rampant in the industry. There's not one actress who doesn't have a story. When I was a young actor, you know, I mean, there was a gross director, and it happened to me, you know. I mean, I was in a hotel room.
Even Rob Schneider, it happened to. This is how bad Hollywood is.
I didn't think it was going to be a weird situation, but it was a famous director just before I was really famous. And the next thing I know, I'm in a room with this guy. He's in a chair. And, you know, comes out in the bathrobe and sits in this chair. And the next thing you know, I'm like, he's asking me to like crawl on the ground and then to crawl toward him. And I just like, it was just this disgusting feeling. I look over there, and this is a guy, he's a very famous, he's passed away now. So I don't think it's fair I should say his name. He was a pig, you know.
How creepy.
He was just, and I just remember like, I don't feel like, it was like this momentarily
is,
traumatized.
This is so typical in Hollywood though, guys.
This, you know, this happened to me. So I got the hell out of there, but I, and
it
I,
even happened
also,
to Rob Schneider.
Police,
okay, just, this is how even, rampant this sexual abuse, sexual assault,
like really
just smuttiness is in Hollywood.
You know, so I mean, it could happen. It happens to actors, young actors who are in a position of no power, where they can be you know, abused.
That's right. It's all about power. These guys want to exploit their power over people who are powerless, or at least they feel powerless themselves. And that's exactly what you have here with these characters like Harvey Weinstein, who he's in this big, powerful position. He has all the leverage and the pull to get these actors their roles in his upcoming movies. And he has the pull. So this is the classic case where you have this casting couch type scenario going on in Hollywood. And even when Rob Schneider, of all people, is coming out talking about how even he had a weird, creepy experience with this whole Hollywood thing, please, people, stop sending your kids to Hollywood. Stop it. It is a trap. It is literally like that light in front of that big, creepy, deep water fish that has the big, giant fang teeth that's like gonna wait until you get just close enough, little kid, get close enough, and then boom, bite, you're gone. Your kids are gone. Your kids have been exploited. They've been taken advantage of. Stop giving your kids to Hollywood. I know they have the dreams of becoming singers or actors, and that's exactly what they want. It's like the Pied Piper. Draw in all the bait so that the big predator types can feed off of them. So disgusting. Well, we are going to be talking more about Harvey Weinstein, Gloria Allred, and these Democrats attempting to take out President Trump, who has integrity and is just trying to make America great again. So stay tuned, guys. We will be right back after this short break.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Back to the War Room. I am Millie Weaver, and we are joined with Jake Lloyd. And you know, speaking of smut, I know we've been talking a lot about the dirtiness and grotesqueness of Hollywood in the industry. Let's talk about the biggest smut peddler king of them all, Larry Flynt, the owner of Hustler. He actually posted an ad in the Washington Post offering $10 million for any dirt on President Trump. That is how desperate the elites are to get rid of President Trump. And let me tell you guys, when you have the filth of the earth, literally the filth of the earth, okay, trying to do anything they can to remove President Trump, I think it's a sign that President Trump is actually a really decent person. And the fact that they can't find any dirt on him. They're trying to put out an ad for $10 million and yet nothing. And this is an update, because before, Larry Flynt actually originally made this offer during the campaign season in October. It was a lower figure, but we're still talking millions of dollars, and nothing came of it. No fruit came of it. That's how desperate they are to get rid of President Trump.
Yeah, he really had to make it clear that he was willing to pay out a lot more money. He said, okay, $5 million. I don't even remember what the original figure was, but he had to make it clear, like, please, anybody make up any story that you can. We just want this guy out of here. And you know, man by his enemies. That's a very old saying, and it's very true. If communists and Nazis hate you, you're probably not that bad of a guy. If, you know, degenerate porn producers hate you, you're probably a pretty moral person. So I think the fact that Larry Flynt and all these people hate Donald Trump shows that maybe he's not so bad. Maybe he's
I'm
not
sorry.
That bad.
I just can't help but laugh here, because seriously, I couldn't have said it any better than you, Jake. When you literally have the filth of the earth, okay, these porn peddlers, smut peddlers, you've got the Harvey Weinstein, this gross guy who literally is this, apparently this predator. And you had Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, who's like, and creepy Uncle Joe. And you've got like all these super creepy people, okay, who the mainstream media loves to try and push them up as much as they can and do all these lighting tricks and smoke and mirrors to make them look like they're decent people. And it still falls short. They're still slimy and just gross. And these are the people who are coming after President Trump. Why? Because he wants to build the wall to keep out a bunch of illegal immigration that's taking jobs, disrupting the economy, bringing criminals in. Not only that, he wants to protect our country from bringing in jihadists and these ISIS members. You know, if you just think about what he's trying to do.
Yeah, these people they hop on their high horse and ride it up to the moral high ground, and they try to stand up there and lecture us on moral subjects. But in reality, I mean, you can't see past the metaphysical degeneracy that these people emanate. They exude it. It oozes from their being how disgusting they are. There's no escaping it. People can't help but see through it.
I'm surprised that Jeffrey Dahmer hasn't come out yet against President Trump. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised Charles Manson hasn't come out against President Trump, because at this point, if Skeksis were real people living in the world today, they would come out and speak out against President Trump.
Probably so. It's the most ridiculous thing. That it's like, I don't remember which Shakespeare play it was from, but it said, I'm trying to remember how it begins, but it says something about gilded tombs do worms enfold. All that glitters is not gold. Gilded tombs do worms enfold. And that's how these people are. They try to dress themselves up with, you know, adornments and jewelry, you know, metaphorically, of course. And they put all these things on their resumes showing how good they are. You know, they virtue signal left and right, but ultimately they're disgusting, disgusting human beings. If you can even call them human beings. And then they get this light shining in the darkness in the form of President Trump representing the American people. And they can't help, but they're like vampires when a little streak of light gets through the blinds, and they hiss, and they, you know, their skin starts boiling and they start going after him just because they hate him so much. They hate the light that's exposing, how demonic they truly are.
It literally is almost like these people, even just when I'm doing Man on the Street, these people, you know, walking around on the street, I'll just go ask them a question. They see the InfoWars mic, or they hear something about Trump, and they just go,
They're all hunched over, and they like hobble around and stuff. There's not a single person who's dressed well or doesn't look miserable that comes up and says, hey, guys, I really don't like InfoWars. It's not good. Nobody ever does that. It's always these nasty people
screaming and yelling.
F InfoWars, I hate you.
Screaming, becoming irate, acting like frothing at the mouth.
Right.
It literally is like they're these green goblins that he said.
And
Alex
it's funny that after degenerate Larry Flynt offers $10 million to get President Trump out of there, interestingly enough, we have a lady coming out saying, oh, Trump sexually assaulted me when I was on The Apprentice. It's very interesting.
Yeah, you know.
What a weird coincidence we have.
Exactly. There's no coincidence here when she has Gloria Allred, okay, who we know her in the media because the media loves to spin her as this feminist activist. She's for women. She's for the underdog. She's for the victim, right? We have her going out there and helping, but who else do we know that they use that exact same spin in the media for? Hillary Clinton. And Gloria Allred is like a huge Hillary Clinton proponent. She's literally pictured mm-hmm. with Hillary. She was going out campaigning for her, going and doing marches, Hillary for president, you know.
It's also funny that every single person, like woman that makes some claim against Trump is some super uber feminist type. We never have a, you know, conservative type woman come out and say, hey, you know, Donald Trump did this to me, because it's just not true. It's always these feminist types, because feminism is no longer a movement for a specific goal. It's become an ideology. It's a dogma that people operate under. It's, which is essentially a religion, and that's how it is. The end justifies the means for these people. It's been that way under every form of Marxism, including the cultural Marxism we experience today.
Exactly. You know, and in no way am I trying to be like, oh, you know, shame somebody who's coming out and saying that they were accused of any type of, or that they had been sexually assaulted. But the reality here is, look at the political opportunity here and how the Democrats are utilizing it, and how she spent 10 years or so in silence. And even the accusation itself that, okay, she goes into his hotel room and apparently he's in a bath towel or something and comes up and she's still okay. She's not leaving. She's still there. She's an adult grown woman. She's consenting to being there in that room. Nobody's holding her captive. And he comes and he kisses her. Well, apparently. Allegedly.
It also doesn't line up, because she said she went in and he was in a bath towel or something, and there was a suit on the bed, and then she went into the living room or some other room, and then he comes out in the suit. Like, that seems a little counterintuitive. If you're going to sexually assault somebody, I don't think you want to start putting clothes on yourself before you go out there to sexually harass them. So that story doesn't necessarily line up.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes in that story.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but you would think that if Trump was sexually assaulting women left and right, like, Harvey Weinstein has a long history of settling in court for that kind of stuff. He's had people come out. Stories were written and they tried to run stories in the news about him for decades. Now, if it was like one or two, okay, that would make sense. But this has been a long thing, a long story of.
Why would you want to come and work for somebody? She apparently had hit him up several times after that for a job. Why would you want to come and work with somebody if you felt like that person sexually assaulted you or groped you or grabbed you or did something to you?
Mm-hmm.
There's too many holes in the story. It doesn't make sense. And when you have these Democrats and everybody trying to utilize this situation for their own political agenda to take out Trump because their whole Russia hoax narrative is failing, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, they're losing their grip more and more by the day on American society. The globalists are really getting weaker and weaker by the day. They understand that. That's why they're so desperately trying to cling on to anything they can, whether it's true or a lie.
That's exactly it. Well, stay tuned, guys, because we will be right back after this short break.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Millie Weaver, joined by Jake Lloyd, and you are watching The War Room, where we have been breaking down some of the Hollywood smut that's coming after President Trump, where we have Hustlers, Larry Flint, putting out there an offer of $10 million for any dirt on President Trump that could lead to his impeachment, which, I mean, I was laughing earlier with Jake, just how ridiculous it is that we see all this Hollywood smut and the filth of the earth literally coming out against President Trump. And I, you know, it wouldn't be very surprising if we had, you know, some crazy person come out like Charles Manson against President Trump. But I wanted to play a little bit of this special report that John Bowne put together. Larry Flint and race baiters hold country hostage.
Calls for impeachment based on what? Supposed bigotry and race baiting, as was recently spewed out on the House floor by Maxine Waters' irrational comrade-in-arms, Representative Al Green?
I rise today on behalf of the many who have concluded that enough is enough. There is one among us who seems to incite hatred, bigotry, and invidious discrimination. Article 1, that Donald John Trump, President of the United States of America, unmindful of his high duties of his office and the dignity and proprieties thereof, and the harmony, respect, and courtesies which ought to exhibit and be maintained in American society, has, under the inane pretext of dispensing with political correctness produced a demonstrable record of inciting white supremacy, sexism, bigotry, hatred, xenophobia, race baiting, and racism.
Al Green is one to talk. Back in May, Green made a big stink about a caller that sounded like he was reading off of a script threatening to lynch Green.
Hey, Al Green, we got an impeachment for you, and it's going to be yours. In fact, we'll give you a short trump overhead.
And then Green turned his rage on the American people and the president as if one caller represented a huge swath of public opinion.
You cannot hide hate. You have to confront hate. If you allow it to be hidden, there will be people who will quite frankly not believe that the level of hate that exists is there. And it's so unfortunate that many African Americans have to live knowing that they can be threatened with lynching.
Meanwhile, Steve Bannon had warned President Trump that the haters inside his cabinet would attempt to invoke the 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment uses the old, the president's crazy offense, saying, quote, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, end quote. Bannon has now given Trump a 30% chance of surviving the presidency. McClatchy reports Jeffrey Rosen, Constitution Center president, told CBS that it isn't too likely Trump will be removed by his cabinet, even if there is a valid medical issue. The determination of the president's disability is really a political question, Rosen said. So that means that the cabinet and the vice president decide what disabled means. It's not a decision for doctors. California Representative Brad Sherman also filed articles of impeachment, while Smut King Larry Flint has taken out a full-page ad in the Washington Post offering $10 million for information that would impeach President Trump. Fortune reports, quote, to succeed impeachment requires unimpeachable evidence. That's why I'm making this offer. Buried in Trump's secret tax returns or in other records from his far-flung investments, there may be a smoking gun, Flint writes in the ad. Did he make some financial quid pro quo with the Russians? Has the business of the United States been compromised to protect the business of the Trump empire? We need to flush everything out in the open, end quote. Rampant Don Quixotes chasing windmills continue to plunge into a false narrative, feeding on the promise of Obama's globalist handouts that the American people and President Trump are desperately trying to reverse. The more fools like Larry Flint, Eminem, the NFL, etc. pile on, the more their support will diminish. You want to criticize the healing of America? Keep it to yourself or suffer the consequences of the free market. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Well, it's interesting how these progressive liberals all love to come out and race bait conservatives because they try to say, oh, well, if you want to build a wall, it's because you're racist. And that, you know, that is a way to disinvalidate the concerns, the genuine concerns for our economy, our jobs that conservatives have. And it has nothing to do with race, but they want to make it all about race because it's their way to try and shut down their opponent. It's the only way that they can do it. That's why you have these Antifa and these progressive liberals always coming out and just saying, you're a racist, to just try and shut you up. And it's very frustrating. But you know, Jake, you had a story here about DACA.
Yeah. So this is about DACA, and this is why I'm so sick and tired of scum, just trash like Al Green and Maxine Waters, because they know what they're doing. They know that they're outright lying. They know that there's no reason to impeach Trump. They know that when they say that DACA kids are, they're good, they're just dreamers. They know that they're lying. They know that these people commit crimes. We have a new article out that's on Fox News right now. Illegal alien accused of murdering an 18-year-old student who was in the Dreamers program. This was a DACA kid that was in the DACA program, who Democrats would love to have you believe that he was a good kid. He loved his mom and his parents, and they just brought him here because they had dreams. They just wanted to experience the American dream of being able to kill people with zero repercussions. That's all they wanted. And Al Green, Maxine Waters, all these other Democratic leaders in Congress want you to believe that these people are all just nice, friendly little dreamers. But in reality, and this is why this shows the genius of President Trump, because he went and he talked to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and he got him to come have dinner with them. And he knew that they would come out and say, yeah, we're working with Trump on a deal for DACA. And he let that rumor circulate. He let it get into people's heads, and people in the base kind of freaked out a little bit. They keep doing this. Like, guys, take it easy. Trump knows what he's doing. He's letting them, he's playing them like a fiddle. So he let them spread this rumor that they were working together on DACA. And the Democrats said, yeah, we'd love to compromise with Trump if he gives us DACA. And so that rumor circulated. And then Trump comes out and says, okay, give me the wall. Knowing that they would say no. Knowing that the Democrats would say, no, the wall is too much, it's too far, because that's not what their globalist overlords want them to do. They don't want a wall. So now Trump has framed, he's an expert at framing the discussion. So now Trump has said, yeah, I'd love to compromise. Just give me this one thing I want. So now he is the guy who wants to compromise. And he's also the strong security, strong borders, national security guy, because he tweeted out just after that happened. He said, Democrats don't care about security. They don't want strong borders. They don't care about American citizens. And it's incredibly important that we frame it that way, because it's like Kate Steinle, who was killed by an illegal immigrant who was a repeat offender, should have been deported multiple times.
Well, you know, the real argument that Democrats should actually be making here isn't so much, okay, let's let everybody in here illegally. Let's allow these DACA dreamers to stay. What the real argument they should be making is fixing the current immigration system. A lot of people come in here illegally because the system is slow. It's bogged down. There's a lot of problems and catch-22s that are in the immigration system. And I think that if more people were given a better path to legally immigrating, then you would have a little bit of remedy or relief there. And that's really the route that most Democrats should go. But no, that's not the route they want to go, because they don't want legal immigration. Because what happens when you legally immigrate? You are taught about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and you are given a little history lesson into the United States of America. And they don't want these immigrants coming here legally through the right process and then being educated and voting.
And steal welfare. You can't do things
exactly
like that, because that's how they cultivate these vote slaves. They bring them in and, you know, look the other way when they dodge taxes, and then they just hand out welfare to them.
That's right. They know that the Democrats are going to be the ones giving them the money for being here illegally.
Trump said in a press conference today that he did with Mitch McConnell in the Rose Garden, he came out and said that we're going to reform it to a merit-based immigration system, which is how it should be. Back in the day, you know, everybody thinks of Ellis Island and, oh, the Statue of Liberty. We just bring so many immigrants in. Number one, that was a merit-based immigration system. We used to bring in a bunch of people who would do good for the country, and then we would close off the borders for 5, 10, 15 years or so and let them assimilate to Americanism regardless of race. Most of them were from Europe back then, because that's who wanted to come to America. But we closed off the borders, allowing them to assimilate, so we wouldn't have these little pockets of Italians and Jews and Irish that all segregated together. That's what the melting pot is. You have to close off and let people meld into America.
Yes, you have to assimilate and meld into American culture. All right, guys, we'll stay tuned. We will be right back after this break.
Of the highest quality, InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. Infowars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
After endlessly searching for almost 365 days nonstop, trying to figure out how the Russians could possibly steal the election from the beloved Hillary Clinton, the Clown News Network has finally cracked the case. Russian political operatives used Pokemon Go, the popular augmented reality video game loved by millions of millennials, to hand the election to Donald Trump. This is a real lower third, by the way. I didn't Photoshop this as a parody of a CNN lower third. CNN exclusive. Russia used Pokemon Go to meddle in the election. Say it ain't so, Donald Trump. We trusted you this whole time. Tell us, CNN, how could this be?
Also, new reporting tonight on Russian election meddling from Facebook to Pokemon Go. Is there anything the Russians didn't have their hands on in during this election? And did they target you? I want to bring in now CNN's Dylan Byers, our senior reporter for media and politics and national
security. Cut the music, you idiot.
Steve Hall and Julia Kayyem and CNN political commentator David Swerdley. Good evening. Welcome to the program to all of you. Yeah. Dylan, you have exclusive new reporting tonight about Russia's attempts to meddle in the U.S. election that went way beyond just Facebook and Twitter. What are you learning?
That's right, Don. Way beyond Facebook and Twitter, way beyond even YouTube and Tumblr, what we've learned is that the Russians even tried to use Pokemon Go, augmented reality video game, to effectively galvanize African-American outrage over police brutality, over police killings of African-American men. The idea that Russians are exploiting racial tensions by Pokemon Go would be
something that only CNN would report, because you have no editorial standards or common sense whatsoever. Okay, let me tell you what's going on here. Allegedly, some Russian political operatives were encouraging people to play Pokemon Go and name the Pokemons after figures in the Black Lives Matter movement and also alleged supposed victims of police brutality. In other words, they were helping promote Black Lives Matter. Or in other words, they were helping promote Democrat causes. Or in other words, they were helping Hillary Clinton's campaign. It's also been recently discovered, or alleged rather, that these same Russian political operatives were running a popular Black Lives Matter Facebook page called Blacktivist, which actually had more followers than the official verified Facebook page of Black Lives Matter. The Blacktivist Facebook page wasn't just promoting Black Lives Matter online, they were actually organizing Black Lives Matter events. So the Russians are actually largely behind Black Lives Matter, which makes perfect sense because George Soros also has been pouring countless millions of dollars into Black Lives Matter, and he's an anti-American piece of trash. And so the Russians, who are anti-Americans, also are helping Black Lives Matter because, well, Black Lives Matter is also anti-American. CNN must have just adopted BuzzFeed's business model and is now just putting out bizarre, sensationalistic clickbait titles, just hoping that people will click on them out of curiosity to drive people to their website or to their channel. Look at this poor teleprompter reading bimbo Brooke Baldwin. She can't even believe that she has to talk about this.
Dylan Byers and Donnie O'Sullivan have tracked one meddling effort that bridged everything from Facebook and Twitter to YouTube, Tumblr, and even Pokemon Go. So, Dylan's up live. Pokemon?
Pokemon, Brooke.
No
this
way.
Went far beyond this. It did. It went far beyond Facebook.
And look at this guy's taking it totally seriously.
Yes, they did, Brooke. Now wipe that smirk off your face. You're getting paid $1 million to pretend to believe this bullcrap.
And, you know, as we've reported in the past, these Black Lives, these accounts imitating Black Lives Matter activists understood to target communities like Baltimore and Ferguson. And then when you start to think about the ways they encourage people to go out and actually be active in the real world through things like Pokemon Go, through organizing protests, in this case with the Don't Shoot Us account, even contacting local news organizations about rallies they were trying to organize, you begin to understand just how sophisticated this effort was.
It is mind-boggling. Dylan Byers, keep digging. Thank you so much for that.
It's mind-boggling, all right, that you've discovered evidence that the Russians have been promoting Black Lives Matter and even organizing their events, and still you're construing that as if that was somehow to help Donald Trump. Let's check back in with Don Lemonhead to get his always enlightening insight into the latest NFL players who continue to kneel during the national anthem.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Shocked and appalled because I've known him through politics, as many Democrats have. He's been a supporter.
Yeah.
He's been a funder, and you know, for all of us, for Obama, for me, for people who have run for for office in the United States. So it was just disgusting, and the stories that have come out are heartbreaking. And I really commend the women who have been willing to step forward now and tell their stories. But I think it's important that we not just focus on him and whatever consequences flow from the stories about his behavior, but that we recognize this kind of behavior cannot be tolerated anywhere, whether it's in entertainment, politics.
Well,
you know, after all, we have someone admitting to being a sexual assaulter in the Oval Office. There has to be a recognition that we must stand against this kind of action that is so sexist and misogynistic.
And this depends upon women coming forward and having the courage to come forward.
Right.
And yet in your book, the three women brought onto stage by Trump attacking your husband, and you kind of dismiss them. Was that the right thing to do? Are you sure about that?
Well, yes, because that had all been litigated. I mean, that was the subject of a huge, investigation, as you might recall, in the late 90s. And there were conclusions drawn, and that was clearly in the past. But it is something that has to be taken seriously. As I say, for everyone, not just for those in entertainment right now.
This woman is clearly delusional. I'm Roger Stone, and you're here on The War Room. Hillary Clinton denies history. If you are familiar with my book, The Clinton's War on Women, you know that her husband, Bill Clinton, was a serial assaulter of women. He raped some women. He bit others. He demanded oral sex of yet others. He exposed himself to many. I interview and detail all of those in my book, beyond the brave testimony of Juanita Broderick and the superb journalism of Aaron Klein of Breitbart News, We know her story. No, it was never litigated, Hillary. Litigation means your husband would have been held responsible in a court of law, which he never was. In fact, when NBC sat on that interview for a long period of time and ultimately aired the spectacular journalism of Lisa Myers, in a subsequent broadcast, when Broderick tried to bring up the role of Hillary Clinton, who specifically threatened her, a producer from NBC jumped up and yelled, "Cut! We're not interested in that." In fact, Bill Clinton's entire past has not been litigated other than in my book. But it needs to be, because in this case, it's not just about Bill's horrific abuse of women, but it's also about Hillary's role as running the cover-up. You see, as David Brock's book, The Education of Hillary Rodham, tells us, Hillary's the cleanup officer. Hillary Clinton is the one who hires the heavy-handed private detectives and the nasty lawyers to threaten, bully, and intimidate these women. You know some of the leading names, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Corbin Jones, who received, by the way, an $850,000 settlement from Bill Clinton. The only case where the matter was litigated, or in this case, at least settled. But what of Eileen Wellstone, the co-ed at Yale, at Oxford, who was brutally raped by Bill Clinton, for which Bill Clinton was expelled from Oxford? Bill Clinton never graduated from Oxford. Bill Clinton got an honorary degree from Oxford much later in his career. Senator William Fulbright, the Democrat from Arkansas, who sponsored Clinton's scholarship at Oxford, the Fulbright scholarships being named for him, was very successful in covering up Bill Clinton's expulsion from that fine, august institution. So the Hillary Clinton crowd needs to recognize that Bill and Hill are the last people on the face of the earth who should be making the case that Donald Trump is a sexual assaulter. Now, having that charge fallen completely flat during the 2016 election, they're back. And they're recycling the same old, disproved, specious crap. We have a woman by the name of Summer Zervos, who first emerged during the 2016 elections. She was an apprentice contestant who did not last more than one show before being fired. She complained that Donald Trump kissed her forcefully. I suspect her real grudge was that she repeatedly interrupted Donald Trump on the program, and he fired her on the spot, calling her both stupid and someone who did a lousy job. Zervos claimed that when Trump denied the allegations that she had made, that he defamed her. In order to try to prove that President Trump defamed her, she initiated a subpoena aiming to show that Trump's actions were willful. That subpoena, prepared by a team that included feminist lawyer Gloria Allred, was in March of this year. Now, it requires that Donald Trump turn over all documents, there are none, concerning these accusations that were made against him, that he subjected any woman to unwanted sexual touching or sexually inappropriate behavior. This order made sure to name several other women, all of whose claims have been largely disproved. This is, interestingly enough, all cynically timed for October of last year, a time when one might conclude we were attempting to exact maximum damage on the Trump campaign. It seems that now, even though she has no legal course of action, the Harvey Weinstein scandal has emboldened the left to try to recycle this garbage yet again. You'll recall when the campaign scheduled a giant press release for their star witness to step forward and make their accusations against Donald Trump, she was a no-show. That's right. This was a David Brock-directed black op by the Clintons operation, which completely and totally collapsed. You see, Bill and Hillary knew of Bill's deepest vulnerability, the fact that he was a sexual abuser. According to Mike Isikoff, then of Newsweek, later of NBC, today of Yahoo, he identified at least one woman who Bill Clinton bit through her upper lip as a way of disabling her before assaulting her. Aaron Klein definitely memorialized the fact that Bill used the exact same M.O. on Juanita Broderick, biting her so viciously her upper lip began to turn black and she had to be taken to a hospital immediately after the Clinton assault on her. So when Hillary says this has all been litigated, what is she talking about? She's talking nonsense. And that's why they are now recycling this charge, hoping that Bill and Hillary would just get off the stage. In fact, most liberals, most Democrats, most progressives that I know, and yes, I'm friendly with a few, they just wish Bill and Hillary would go away. They are so deeply compromised, so politically ineffective, they cannot level this completely phony attack on President Donald Trump. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the War Room. And now would be a superb time for you to go to the Infowars.com store where we have a special on BrainForce, my favorite product, BrainForce, at 50% off.
Deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about.
about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Host Roger Stone here with Millie Weaver sitting in for Owen Scheuer at the War Room. Now, most Americans, or I should say many, are familiar with the names of Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Corbin Jones, because they had the courage to show up at the third debate in 2016 and let their story of sexual assault and abuse at the hands of Bill Clinton be known. But what about the others, such as Carolyn Moffett, who accused Bill Clinton of trying to force her into oral sex in 1979, Leslie Milwee, who accused Bill on three separate occasions of rubbing himself against her to the point of orgasm, Becky Brown, assaulted when Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas in the mid-1980s. Then there's Liz Ward Grayson. She initially accused Bill of rape. She attested to her roommate that she had been brutally raped and her upper lip had been bitten, only to change her story after a Hollywood hotshot buddy of Bill Clinton's got Grayson a minor part in a grade B movie. Then there's Helen Dowdy, who said that Bill groped her up there at a Rodham family occasion, a actual in-law family reunion that she attended. Sandra Allen James, an airline stewardess who claimed Bill assaulted her in 1991, pinned her up against the wall in a hotel, forced his hand up her dress. Christy Zurcher, a flight attendant for Bill's 1992 campaign, claimed that he groped her repeatedly and demanded oral sex. And then, of course, there are the stories of Virginia Roberts, who accused Bill Clinton of taking regular trips to Jeffrey Epstein's private island on his Lolita Express. This, folks, is just a partial list of the women who have been sexually assaulted, raped, bitten, or otherwise attacked by William Jefferson Clinton. Is Hillary in denial? You can go and get the Clinton's War on Women. There it is. Available at InfoWars, available still at a terrific price. This is the essential data dump on Bill Clinton's epic abuse of women. But more precisely, it really details the role of Hillary Clinton, who was quoted by saying, "These women are nobodies. No one will believe them." Well, we believe them. Now, what Hillary Clinton is doing here in boxing is known as leading with your chin. You'll recall that during the campaign, she actually made a television spot that said women who have been sexually assaulted and come forward deserve to be believed. Well, they deserve to be believed unless, of course, they were assaulted by her husband, in which case they are nobodies, tramps, trailer trash, white trash, as she called them. This woman is the greatest fraud in American political history. And I think even Soros and her allies on the left have figured out that she's the last person in the world who should make any claim of sexual harassment or assault by Donald Trump. This new claim that has now floated up in the media in the last 24 hours was predicted completely by Alex Jones right here at InfoWars literally months ago. That's right. Alex Jones predicted that the left would recycle the sexual assault claims that failed so spectacularly against Donald Trump in October of last year. Strangely enough, this woman, Summer Zervos, who has come forward, continued to be in touch with Donald Trump after the allegations against him, asking for career help. At the time, a candidate Trump released a statement denying that he ever met her at any hotel, as she claimed, or greeted her in any inappropriate way. At that time, the campaign released a statement saying that Zervos was not a credible person that was penned by her own first cousin, John Barry. Barry said that up until the allegation, he was shocked because Zervos had always spoken very highly of candidate Donald Trump. He speculated that Zervos' accusation of assault was just an attempt to get the spotlight for her personal career. Now, her attorney, Gloria Allred, is no stranger to making baseless charges against Donald Trump. Her own daughter, Lisa Bloom, represented the so-called anonymous woman who claimed that Trump had raped her in the 1980s, probably 1990s, when she was 19 years old. You'll recall that spectacular failure. Bloom announced a press conference for which her star witness never showed up. That's right, she was a no-show. Now, this just in, it seems that the Clinton Foundation, unlike a host of other Democratic lefties, is not going to be returning the $250,000 that the pig Weinstein gave them. When Chelsea Clinton attempted to be interviewed on this subject, she cut and run, and then Bill Clinton used security guards to block journalists from asking him any questions. Why? Because they've already pocketed the money. Because they've already stolen the money. Bill and Hillary Clinton and their greedy, nasty, co-conspirator little daughter would steal a hot stove, folks. And the Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It was never a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters. It is a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes so that the Clintons can line their pockets. So no, they're not giving Harvey's money back. They've already spent Harvey's money. This is why the Clinton Foundation, for example, spent $6 million on a wedding for Chelsea. This is why she and her husband have enriched themselves at the trough of the Clinton Foundation with very little to show for it when it comes to real charitable activities. Yes, this is one of the greatest financial scams in American political or criminal history. But one must ask, where is Attorney General Jeff Sessions? Where is the Justice Department? Where is the IRS? This is a continuing criminal conspiracy because the Clinton Foundation is still open for business, and Chelsea Clinton is still legally responsible for the grafting that's going on there.
So you got to wonder what's wrong with Donald Trump's State Justice Department and why have they taken no action? You're at the War Room. Yes, that's the right place. Stay tuned while we break down this smear even further.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel.
Welcome back to the War Room with Roger Stone and myself, Millie Weaver. Now, Bill Clinton, it's no big surprise that he's had a plethora of rape allegations and sexual assault allegations. And Hillary Clinton, who defends him at his side and has not wavered in that position for decades, continues to do so. Yet she, of all people, wants to come out and talk about President Trump, who has these women out now represented by Gloria Allred, accusing him of sexually assaulting them, accusing him of kissing them. Now, what's interesting about Gloria Allred has been out there campaigning for Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential campaigning season. She was adamantly pro-Hillary. I mean, there are tons of images of her repping pro-Hillary pins, Hillary for President signs. She was out there campaigning for Hillary Clinton. So to say that this is not any bit politically motivated, having her representing these women in these accusations against President Trump, would be completely false, because it's apparent that she has a political motivation for taking out President Trump. And I find it interesting, because I know, Roger, you were talking about how Lisa Bloom, her daughter, actually, you know, that she had represented one of the women that was accusing Trump. But it's also interesting to note that apparently Lisa Bloom, Gloria Allred's daughter, who literally looks like a carbon copy of her, it's kind of freaky, she actually has had a history with Harvey Weinstein. She has been giving him legal advice for over a year. And in this matter with Harvey Weinstein and these women, she actually was continuing to legally advise him, and she got in some hot water there because a bunch of the leftist progressives came out and started criticizing her, which then forced Gloria Allred to come out, because, you know, she's known as this lady that goes out there and helps these victims of sexual assault. So she realized, okay, I have to come out and speak against what my daughter was doing. But lo and behold, Lisa Bloom, Gloria Allred's daughter, did step down from representing Harvey Weinstein. But I find it a little bit of a conflict that Gloria Allred is also now representing Louise Geis in this Weinstein case as well. I mean, wouldn't you think that that's a conflict of interest, that the fact that Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa Bloom, was representing Harvey Weinstein for so long and potentially was even having book deals with him and his company, and then now her mom is representing one of his victims? Don't you think that that seems like a conflict, Roger?
It does seem rather incestuous at a minimum. First of all, I'm always great to be with the always impeccably dressed Millie Weaver here on the War Room. Yes, what it shows is that this latest attack on the president is part and parcel of the same failed effort we saw last October. Just slightly different players, but the same basic smear. To her credit, Lisa Bloom stepped down as Harvey Weinstein's lawyer, as the weight of evidence and the number of women that this pig assaulted got longer and longer, and the stories got uglier and uglier. I'm sorry, but no one in their right mind thinks watching Harvey Weinstein shower is a good time. No one in their right mind wants to give this slob a massage. And the way he forced himself on women. Look, this is really a very key point. During the campaign for president, the mainstream media, particularly Chris Cuomo at CNN, tried to characterize Bill's past antics as infidelities and indiscretions. Well, those both imply consensual sex. I have no interest in consensual sex among adults. I'm a libertarian and a libertine. The issue here is quite different. It's violence against women. It's sexual assault. It's non-consensual sex. That's why I wrote The Clintons' War on Women, to document the story of the Carolyn Moffitts and the Christy Zurchers and the Sandra Allen James, as well as the better known women who were assaulted by Bill. Let me say this. Juanita Broderick is a woman of extraordinary courage to step forward and level the deadly, accurate, and detailed charges that she has made. And Aaron Klein has been, in my opinion, a brilliant journalist in documenting every bit of it. But in the 1980s, when there were only three television networks, and when the cable news networks were still relatively in their infancy, there was a mainstream media blackout of all of this information. All three networks knew about Juanita Broderick, but only one, and then only under extreme pressure, decided to air the story. And then they didn't even air the entire story. They told the story of Bill's assault on Broderick in a Little Rock hotel room, where she had been lured with the promise of a state job an appointment. She ran a very successful nursing home owned by her family. After the assault by Bill Clinton, that nursing home would come in for rigorous state regulatory harassment. But none of this, of course, was covered by the mainstream media. If you go to my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Bill Clinton Orchestrated a Revolution, I dedicated this book to Juanita Broderick. She is a woman of extraordinary courage, and I believe Juanita. You should, too. Millie, what's your other takeaway from this?
Well, there's no question that the accusations against Bill are a lot more serious than any of the accusations that have come forth against President Trump. His are just, you know, really things like, oh, he kissed me without asking and things like that. Whereas we're talking about Bill Clinton, women coming away with their lips almost bitten off and being bitten and assaulted and beaten. That is very violent. That is gruesome. That is horrible. But also, you have to ask, are these Democrats creative at all? Because what it seems like they're doing to me is that they're simply accusing Trump of what they've been accused of. Hillary Clinton accuses him of sexual misconduct. Why? Because she can have that under the magnifying glass pointed toward her and Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton has bad relations with Russians, meaning relations that are inappropriate with the Russians, the uranium deals. Yet she points the finger at President Trump for accusing him of having wrongful relations with the Russians. It just seems like she accuses her enemy of what exactly she's doing so that when they point the finger back at her, it looks like a he said, she said. I mean, that's my takeaway on this, Roger.
I think that's exactly right. We've seen it in the Russia thing. We know that it is the Podestas and the Clintons who have made millions off their relationship with the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. So what better way to distract the American public than say, oh, look over there, Bill, Donald Trump, he's in bed with the Russians. It's a canard, a myth, a fairy tale, a fraud, a steaming place of horse pucky. It's not true. Yet you have Congressman Adam Schiff once again flogging it in the op-ed pages of the Washington Post, saying it's premature to end the investigation. That's why I say, if it's Schiff, flush it. I'm Roger Stone. You're on The War Room, and we'll be right back.
G Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone, and you're back on the War Room. This is the new expanded programming of InfoWars.com. This is really why we need you to go to the InfoWars.com store with your support today. You see, we at InfoWars, we don't have a George Soros standing in the wings writing multi-million dollar checks. We don't
have big donations from the Ford Foundation or the Rockefeller Foundation or the other globalist nonprofits pouring millions into the propaganda arms of the far left. We can only depend on you, the average info warrior, our fellow patriots, those committed to a freedom agenda and to those committed to giving the Trump presidency a chance to bring real reform. That's why it's essential that you go to the site and you help yourself, but you also help us. We have extraordinary sales going on. Survival Shield, a proprietary B12 formula, really using two different strains of B12, neither of which the name I can properly pronounce, but which give you a particularly synergistic and effective result. Then there's Brain Force at 50% off. I wouldn't be able to be doing this broadcast if I hadn't popped a couple of these only an hour and a half ago. It gives me mental clarity, mental stability, and kind of a lift, a focus that's necessary when you stay up all night writing for Infowars.com or the Stone Cold Truth. And then you work all day. I was on with David Knight this morning and his spectacular new news program. I was on with Owen Scheuer for the Alex Jones Show only hours ago. And now I'm proud to be here with Millie Weaver for the War Room, but unthinkable without Brain Force. So folks, do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. Support the tip of the spear, the cutting edge of the revolution by going to the website today. It's a win-win, as Alex Jones likes to say. I also want right now to dispel a completely vile rumor that seems to be bouncing around the internet. It is said that Alex Jones did not appear on the air today because he was being held captive by the Chiapas, Mexico farmers who are demanding more for their coffee. This is a vile lie spread by David Brock and the people at Media Matters. I spoke to Alex Jones only hours ago. He was taking care of some personal business, and he'll be right back here at InfoWars tomorrow. So don't believe everything you read on Twitter. Millie, what's going on with Julian Assange and this issue?
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton made an appearance on Four Corners, the Australian news show, where she slammed Julian Assange. She called him a nihilistic opportunist who does the bidding of a dictator. I mean, those are some pretty harsh words coming from Hillary Clinton of all people. But if you ask me, in my opinion, this whole situation here where you have these trumped up sexual assault charges at Trump, accusing Trump of being a sexual assaulter, that seems to me like Gloria Allred, in my opinion, is a nihilist opportunist doing the bidding of Hillary Clinton, who acts like a dictator and there's been all kinds of accusations against Hillary Clinton mistreating her staff, throwing big temper tantrums. I mean, she acted like a dictator when she would sit there in her fancy tent and leave her fans out there for hours in the blistering heat. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
The idea that Julian Assange is anything but a journalist is absurd. Does anyone think that he's living it up in this tiny cubicle in the Ecuadorian embassy where he's essentially given away his personal freedom to fight for the truth? There is no evidence whatsoever that he is a Russian asset. When asked about this before the House Intelligence Committee, FBI Director Comey said, yeah, we think they use some kind of Russian cutout. This is nonsense, baloney, horse crap. It's false. You know, the funny thing about our friends in the intelligence community, they think that if you repeat a lie enough times, it'll somehow become a fact. Julian Assange is not a Russian asset. Julian Assange does not work for a foreign power. And unlike the New York Times and the Washington Post, he has a pristine record for accuracy. Nothing that WikiLeaks has ever published has proven to be false or inauthentic or forged or not real. What bothers the deep state is that he is exposing their deepest secrets
of corruption and outrageous conduct contrary to the public good. And that drives them insane. We know for a fact that Secretary of State John Kerry visited London to try to convince the British government rescind the diplomatic recognition of Ecuador for one day so that they could storm the embassy and arrest Assange. We know from the WikiLeaks disclosures that Hillary Clinton proposed hitting the embassy with a drone and killing Assange. What are the deep secrets that this man has that so deeply disturb the deep state and their allies and handlers of the Clintons? I'll tell you what it is. It's truth. That's what's driving them completely insane. Millie?
They're terrified of the truth. You nailed it. That is exactly what it is, Roger. And what have they accomplished? What has the deep state accomplished in all of this? Well, it's quite simple. When's the last time we've had anyone talking about on the news about Hillary Clinton and her emails, her mishandling classified information? We've completely gotten off the trail of Hillary for prison, and we're so busy caught up with Trump and these allegations of Russian collusion. We're caught up with these allegations of a sexual assault or sexual abuse headed by Gloria Allred, who's campaigned for Hillary. I mean, give me a break. It's ridiculous. And it's all just to get us off of what Trump said he was going to do. When Trump was campaigning in the debates, he said, yeah, well, if I'm president, you'll be behind bars. Trump has not even been able to go after Hillary Clinton and her crimes, let alone Barack Obama's crimes and Fast and Furious and all of his scandals and mishandling of federal funds. We haven't been able to have any justice when it comes to these Democrat politicians that literally get away with murder. I mean, it's insane how much they get away with. Yet everyone wants to sit here and nitpick Trump to death. And I think the American people see it and they know what's going on and they're sick of it. And that's why it's falling on deaf ears. It's like water off a duck's back.
Well, in her recent book, What Happened, which you can find in the fiction section at Barnes & Noble, Hillary Clinton assaults me by name and describes me as a bizarre character. Baby, look in the mirror. You are a mean-spirited, foul-mouthed, greedy, entitled lunatic with an ability to essentially suspend any belief in the truth. This woman lies with a straight face better than anyone I have ever seen. She's a delusional. I don't know who wrote this book for her, but it's a piece of garbage. At the same time, I'm highly, highly honored to be attacked by name in the book. Let's clear this up very quickly. No, I didn't know about the hacking of John Podesta's email in advance. There is no proof whatsoever of that. No, I did not know the source or content of the WikiLeaks disclosures in October of last year. There is no evidence to that effect. And as far as Guccifer 2.0, you can go to the Infowars.com site now and see an extended piece posted 2 days ago proving that he is not a Russian asset, not a Russian hacker. Complete nonsense. In fact, I've come to the view that the Democratic National Committee was never hacked at all. We know that the DNC wouldn't allow the FBI to examine their servers. The reason for that is because it would prove that they had never been hacked. No, folks, it was an inside job, which is why Julian Assange posted a $25,000 reward leading to the capture of Seth Rich's murderer. Yes, you heard it all here on The War Room. We are the cutting edge of the counter-revolution, proud to bring you the truth. Help us by going to the website and tune in to The War Room. I'll be back tomorrow. Many thanks.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality
InfoWars, Biome Defense, Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality, known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Tell you, they say everything's bigger in Texas, but this is the coolest gun shop I've ever been here. I've been here quite a few times in their shooting range, but I never spent any time here in their actual gallery where they're selling all these great firearms. I mean, you think about what goes on in third world countries where they keep the public poor on purpose, or you think about what happens in communist countries where people are disarmed. But I mean, this really is what separates Americans from almost everybody else in the world, except maybe the Swiss, is that we can still get firearms. And it's this revolution that really is make it or break it for America. And we're beginning to win because gun owners are taking people out in a safe way and taking folks that have been domesticated out shooting, and then once they start shooting, they get empowered. I can't tell you how many times I've gone out with Mike Judge, who's a big Hollywood producer, and taken crew from different TV shows and movies he's producing shooting. A lot of the crew and the stars from shows like Silicon Valley, we took about 15 of them out shooting a few years ago, and within an hour, they were all converted to, wow, I've never shot a gun before, and I'm shooting bullseye at 100 yards with a .223. And this was like liberal, female stars, male stars, you name it. Within an hour, we're already awake saying, why shouldn't I be able to protect myself? Why shouldn't I be able to have this fun? I'm competent. I'm not a criminal. That's what we're talking about right here in America. Now, I don't know if this is accurate, but I was watching Pawn Stars, and they claim there's only like 10 or 15 of these in the whole country. Is that true?
I believe so, and we are very lucky to actually have one. And
wow.
This is a great centerpiece. I mean, it's a beautiful piece of machinery when you really look at it. You got to really appreciate the construction of it and how it works and, ingenuity of that time period. It's amazing.
So this is the Gatling gun from Civil War?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, we've got the modern-day version of this bad boy on the other side of the fireplace.
Oh, let's go look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because on Pawn Stars, they were debating whether there's like 10 or 15.
I think there's that, authentic one.
Yeah.
Now,
so that's an authentic one?
Yes.
Amazing.
This is a modern day
version. Wow.
Yes, take a look at that thing.
This is what Jesse Ventura supposedly walks around with.
Well, I'm going to say, that's a pretty beefy gun.
Yeah, get ready for a real backache. Huh? So what is this bad boy?
So this is a 7.62 minigun. This is what you typically see in most of our special operations birds. You've seen these mounted on most of our vehicles. They're outside of our birds now. Just lay down a tremendous amount of firepower. So one trigger is going to activate a cyclic rate of about 750 rounds per minute, which is pretty significant. You typically would use that to get on target. And then with the flip of a switch, you go to 1,100 rounds per minute, which is just a huge amount of increased firepower at that point.
So you use the lower rate just to target.
Yeah, kind of. You know, when you're just kind of, you know, messing around, but then when it's all business and serious, oh yeah, you go right into that second trigger. It's nice. Beautiful. And I mean, it's a minigun.
Shoot it this way while he talks over that way. It looks amazing.
Yeah, that is a pretty intimidating look when you're looking at the business end of this thing. I would not ever want to be on the receiving end of this bad boy. It's just, it's a death zone. There's nothing you can really do. There's nothing you can hide behind. There's nothing you can hide from. You can't outrun this thing. And you're pretty much toast.
When I was growing up as a child, I heard my grandfather and other World War II vets talk about, we've got our Second Amendment, we've got our First Amendment, and we've got free market. And I thought, oh, quit harping all day about how great America is. And it wasn't until I got older that I realized how much attack it was under. So I love handguns, I love revolvers, I love semi-auto, full-auto, I've shot it all, but there's something as an American rifleman about a 308 Remington 700 within just a few shots out at the range to be able to hit bullseye 400 plus yards.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
You are watching The War Room. I'm Millie Weaver, and we're joined by Jake Lloyd. Now, Jake and I are going to be taking calls later within the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number. The subject we're going to be talking about is going to be the Weinstein sexual assault allegations, as well as these trumped-up sexual assault allegations on President Trump. So make sure you guys call in if you have any questions or if you have anything you wanted to say on that. The number is 888-201-2244. Again, 888-201-2244. Now, while we're waiting, we are going to be talking to Brandon Tatum, who is an athlete from the University of Arizona, who also happens to be a police officer in Arizona. And we're going to be talking to Brandon about the Las Vegas shooting and how this narrative keeps changing, where we have the Las Vegas sheriff kind of scrambling to keep their story together. Now, Brandon, hello.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hi, Brandon. Thank you for joining us. So, Brandon, you're a police officer. Do you find this investigation, the way the sheriff is handling this in Vegas to be a bit peculiar?
Well, I just want to make a quick correction. I retired, per se, as a police officer maybe earlier this week to do media full time. But with that being said, I do have law enforcement experience. I just think that it's definitely something fishy about it, because typically I have been in the role of being a public information officer. I was a spokesperson for the police department, and the rule of thumb, and this is training that we get from the government, is that you never put out more information than you can prove. You never put out superfluous things. Therefore, you wouldn't have to go back and retract. So to hear the chief of police, who I assume has adequate amount of training and experience, for him to go out, put out a statement, and then come back and retract statements and change timelines, I think that it's definitely something that is interfering with this investigation, or he's getting some outside sources.
That's right. And Laura Loomer, the gumshoe reporter who literally has been so on it with this, within this whole entire investigation of the Las Vegas shooting, she actually was the one who first came out and told us at InfoWars that the timeline was wrong that the police were giving out, and that actually Paddock had been there earlier, days before, on the 25th, and she was thus vindicated. So it appears that there seems to be somewhat of a cover-up going on.
Right. I think that, you know, I look at things impartially, right? You know, years of being a police officer, you have to do investigations, understanding that it's two sides to every story. So I look at this saying that either this is miscommunication or somebody's covering something up. I lean towards the side of saying that the police officers initially came out and tried to give a legitimate story, right? They're the ones who entered the room first. They're the ones who hacked the tactical team. They're the ones who saw all this evidence before the FBI ever showed up. And I'm pressed to believe that they were initially reporting things as they normally do. They report the information as it comes about. They won't say more than what they can prove. And then here comes the FBI. Now, the FBI have all of this larger umbrella of a potential cover-up that they may want to implement. So then they come and tell the police department, well, look, we have the investigation. We're going to take over. All the documents that you saw is now ours. And now we're going to tell you how to put out an international narrative. Instead of you putting out what you know, you have to put out what we want the public to know. And I think that's exactly what's going on. And the suspicion of, you know, multiple shooters at other venues, other incidents that occurred that night, the fact that this guy is probably too old to do all this stuff on his own, it raises my eyebrows of suspicion.
It is pretty weird. And like you said, the narrative didn't really start changing until the FBI got heavily involved. And just today or recently in the most recent press conference, not only did he come out and say that the narrative has changed, but he snapped at reporters for asking about it, insinuating that the narrative is still, he says almost that it hasn't changed because it's been right all along. Like he's trying to say, because he said something about 9:59. He said, the time 9:59, we didn't lie about that. That time is significant, but just for different reasons now. So somehow the significance of that time has changed, and they're trying to act like it's just as important, but for a different reason. But they don't necessarily say why. It's very strange the way that they're handling the changing of information, because they're not just coming out and saying, yeah, we got it wrong, but we're issuing a correction. They're coming out and saying the information has changed, but we were never wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. And we know that the bottom line here is that we're, you know, regardless of however which way this story turns out to be, we know that the progressives, the Democrats, are going to utilize this for their own political agenda to try to enact more gun control, to go ahead and infringe on our Second Amendment rights. And I would just want to ask you, Brandon, given that you worked in law enforcement, what do you think about how you have these Democrats out there talking about the police brutality on African Americans, while at the same time wanting to talk about taking away guns and thus mostly only letting the police have the guns?
Right. I think that anybody with a normal brain, someone whose frontal lobe is developed at any point, can understand that this is just political stunt. This is political BS. These people do not care about black lives. They don't care about police shootings. They don't care about gun control. I mean, they have no understanding or care about any of this. This is a political stunt to get people's minds in a certain direction, because there's no way in the world that you can explain to me, especially being a former police officer, that citizens shouldn't be armed. You have to be crazy. Police are reactive. You know, we attempt to be proactive, but most times we are reactive. Please own a gun legally, do the right things, because you need to be able to protect yourself when we can't be there. We're not sitting outside your front door waiting for somebody to burglarize your house. So for them to push a narrative, knowing that these cities that have the most gun control or strict gun control laws are the cities with the most crime, with the most gun violence. So
The Supreme Court has ruled that the Supreme Court has ruled that it's not the police's responsibility to protect people. It's to enforce the law. It's a civilian's or a citizen's personal responsibility to defend themselves, and you need a firearm in order to do that in this day and age.
Just like the police response time. I mean, I know with what happened at the Las Vegas shooting, it was very hard for really anyone to respond to that, because you have this fire coming from above. Nobody knows where it's coming from. Even if the police were to try and go ahead and shoot back up toward the direction of the hotel, they couldn't, because they would risk injuring people in the hotel rooms. So even with police there, what happened? I mean, there still was a major lapse in people's safety. And so it just goes to show that even those people who were unarmed at the concert, it didn't matter, because somebody could perch up from a hotel and shoot at them.
Right. In an isolated situation like that, I mean, what can gun laws have done to stop this, right? This person supposedly legally owned all these guns. So some things we're just going to have to work with when things occur. But at the same time, there's ways to deter some of these crimes. There's proactive policing. You know, I'm very, very shocked. And I wonder about the SWAT team, because I was a former SWAT team operator for my police department. And at every major event, we deploy, right? People don't see us, but we're deployed. We have snipers. We have other things that we deploy in case of an emergency, where we're not coming from the house to respond to a major incident. We're already there at the scene just in case something like this happened. Right. On the SWAT team, we do recon. We do walkthroughs so we can be better prepared if an event like this happens. I'm shocked that the SWAT team, that we don't hear any information about the SWAT team being there quicker, information about there being snipers who may have identified this situation sooner. So all of this stuff is kind of troubling to me, especially with a major department like the Las Vegas PD.
Definitely. You know, it's just, there's so many holes in this entire investigation, in the story. It doesn't really add up. We know that the police were trying to cover up the timeline in which Paddock had even arrived, and so on and so forth. Well, stay tuned, guys. We will be right back after this break, and Jake and I will be taking callers toward the end of the hour. So make sure you call in.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now, Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You are watching The War Room with Millie Weaver and Jake Lloyd. And we've been talking to Brandon Tatum, a former police officer out of Arizona who also was a University of Arizona athlete. And so, Brandon, I wanted to ask you about Colin Kaepernick and the situation where he is now saying that the NFL has been conspiring against him because he quit and then now is wanting back and there's problems that have been arising. What do you think about this whole situation with Colin Kaepernick?
Well, Mr. Kaepernick, probably the second most disliked person in my mind at this point, other than Hillary Clinton. So Colin Kaepernick is an idiot, if you ask me. He's anti-American. He hates America. And he's a racist. If you want to put together the truths about what he stands for, but for him to go out and say that he's going to file some type of a lawsuit of collusion against the NFL is absolutely blasphemous. That means every player who's not good enough to play in the NFL can now, you know, enact an lawsuit against the NFL because they feel like people colluded against their talent level. Listen, Colin Kaepernick didn't have an impressive season to start with. Towards the end of his career, he was a backup quarterback, so his play alone didn't necessitate a team to want him. One thing that he don't want to reveal to people or he want to be disingenuous about is the fact that he opted out of his contract. And then I heard reports that the Seattle Seahawks were going to offer him a deal, but they didn't offer him enough. So he decided he wasn't going to play in the NFL because they didn't want to pay him enough money. This guy is a joke. He want nothing to do with the NFL. He's doing this for his own self as a political gain. And the man don't care about America. And the sad thing is that Colin Kaepernick, his mission and motive for what he did is completely different than what these players think that they're doing today. And it's saddening. It's frustrating. But I mean, I have zero respect for Colin Kaepernick. Zero.
Yeah, that's following Kaepernick's lead. I don't know why I can't go sue like Interscope Records for not signing me as a rapper. You know, never mind the fact that I don't exactly fit the bill, but forget it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Kaepernick is a total, he's an idiot. Like you said, any mediocre football player should be able to go sue the NFL now and just say, oh, they won't hire me. There's no law saying that you can't get hired just for, that an NFL team has to hire you just because you enjoy playing football.
You know, right. I think that these athletes think that they are insulting Trump, essentially, and that that's essentially what they're doing. It's a protest against Trump. It's a protest against police brutality, and that's the best way to get their message across. But really, if they wanted to get that message across, the best way to do that is not to disrespect the American flag. Because the American flag, that's what we drape over the caskets of our fallen soldiers that have given their lives for our country, our lives for our freedoms, you know, the freedoms that they are enjoying. They're prospering off of the blood that has been spilled for fallen soldiers to ensure that they have the freedoms and the right to go out there and even protest. So it's gonna miss people when you're deciding to go out and disrespecting the flag. That completely mutes the whole argument that they're even trying to make and the cause they're trying to promote.
I'll tell you, you're 100% correct. And let me explain some of this foolery to you guys. I'm sure you guys know, but some of the people who are watching, this is complete, utter foolery, right? These people are taking a knee for BS causes. They claim of oppression and racism or whatever they say next Sunday, their reasons are don't hold a lot of weight to start with. Then they are offending people with protesting during the anthem, but then trying to say it's not about the anthem. And let me tell you why, another reason why this makes me so mad, and I made a video on my Facebook about this, is that they claim to care about black people, yet they are willing to protest a league that has made African-American men with little to no education completely filthy rich. And then they're willing to protest their way in shutting down that opportunity that employs, I don't know, 80% African Americans. They turn around when a black police officer like Marcus McNeil gets killed in New Orleans. They don't say anything. He was killed by another black man who's a thug. And the sad part is that they care more about if that thug was killed by a white officer than if the thug actually killed a black person. So they're willing to not even speak on those issues and then turn around and bite the hand that feeds them. I've heard people say that Jerry Jones is being a slave master. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous to even come up with something like that. If they really cared, they would understand that them protesting the anthem is hurting their message. They're not getting the message across. People are talking about the anthem and soldiers more than they're talking about the issue. They should change up their method, do something a little different. Stop being about talking and taking a knee and actually going and doing things in the off season. Take all that money they make and go improve their communities. We don't need to have a conversation about racism and oppression when these players have the financial power to change some of these things that they complain about.
Exactly. You nailed it on the head right there, Brandon. They need to be spending more time improving their communities, going and taking their, they have the opportunity. They're blessed. They can make millions and millions of dollars. These guys are multimillionaires. You know, if they want to go out and improve their communities, they have the resources. They have the funds to do so. So why not go out and do that? That's a great point. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Brandon. It's been a pleasure. We really enjoyed having you on here and speaking your message today. So thank you so much, Brandon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Love your show. Have me back again.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
Well, that was an excellent interview with Brandon Tatum. He is the breakout star in the new alternative media. He had Facebook views that just out of nowhere got millions and millions of views. Speaking of alternative media, InfoWars is the cutting edge, tip of the spear of alternative media, and we need you to fund our operation in order to keep us there at the forefront of the battle in the fight for truth. Take a trip to InfoWarsStore.com. Go ahead and check out BrainForce. I personally use BrainForce. I love it. It's excellent. It gives you a clarity of mind. It's 50% off right now. Pick it up. That price probably won't last too much longer. It's going to sell out pretty soon. But BrainForce is excellent. Check out Caveman, the true paleo formula, for 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Just the same as BrainForce, we're running out of stock soon, but we want everyone to try it. It's an excellent formula to mix with protein after a workout or anything like that. That's how I use it. I mix it in with whey protein, which you can also find on InfoWars.com. Check out Secret 12. It's a B12 formula, currently 40% off for one more day. Support your body and grab the only B12 supplement you'll ever need with InfoWars Life Secret 12 formula for 40% off. Those are the big sales that we've got running right now on InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure to check them out now before they run out, before we sell out and get, take advantage of this excellent price.
Definitely. You know, it's a good deal. It's a win-win situation. Definitely. So remember guys, we are going to be taking callers here. So the number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. After this short break, we're going to be taking callers. So make sure you call in if you have anything to say about Kaepernick, if you have anything to say about Weinstein and Gloria Allred and the controversies that are going on right now. We also want to hear your thoughts on the Las Vegas shooting. If you feel like the discrepancies could be a sign of a bigger issue at hand. So we will be right back after this break accepting your calls.
You developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense.
60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Millie Weaver, joined by Jake Lloyd, and we are accepting callers right now. We're going to be taking your calls, so call in if you haven't done so yet, 888-201-2244. Call in to become part of the discussion. So first, we're going to be taking a call from Cruz from Long Island. Hello, Cruz.
Hello, Millie.
Hi, Cruz.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, listen, first of all, I'd like to raise a fist for Millie Weaver for taking down Slim Shady.
Thank you.
As far as Weinstein and Trump, I was actually going to talk about Weinstein and Trump, but then you guys started talking about the Vegas thing. So do you mind if I say something about the Vegas thing?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
If you look at the sheriff, Alex Jones did a piece about the sheriff and how confident he is at the very, very beginning. And as the interviews go on and on, he looks like a beaten man now at the end. It almost reminds me of when the terrorist has an American at gunpoint making him read a statement or something like that. The way the FBI guy's looming over his shoulder. And I saw something on YouTube today that's going on in Louisiana, where there was supposed to be this fire, an oil rig on fire, and this guy lives like a mile away, and he went to the water and he looked and he's like, all right, there's no fire. And then he went back to his house and the news is showing this big fire in the middle of the water. So, you know, you talk about the deep state and things going on. It's almost like another conspiracy happening in Louisiana, just like Vegas. I don't know what it's about, but that sheriff in that interview looks the same way. Like, he's terrified, he's afraid to speak, you know, and someone's got to protect our sheriffs so we can get the truth.
That's right. That's what happens when you have this overreach, where you have overriding government agencies, where you have the FBI, you have Homeland Security, all coming in there to try and puppet master the local police department. So I'm sure that the sheriff might want to come out and give us the full details, but he might be being advised by Homeland Security that he can't. And he got essentially called out for giving the wrong timelines with the Las Vegas shooting. And so essentially they had to come out and make those corrections. And sure, yeah, anyone's going to have a stunned look, a scared look on their face when they got caught lying, caught giving the public wrong information.
Where did he get that information from? You know, it's like, are they holding his wife and daughter hostage and making him say what they want him to say? You know, that's almost what it looks like. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's very possible that the FBI could be saying, like, look, you know, tell the story that we want you to tell, you know, address the narrative that we, in the way that we want you to, or, you know, maybe you lose your job as a sheriff. Maybe we plant something on you. Maybe we say that you're some sort of criminal. You've committed, you know, whether it's embezzlement or they plant child porn on him or some other thing like that. It's very possible that he's under duress from the FBI and the rest of the deep state. That's absolutely true.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Cruz, for calling in and talking to us about the Las Vegas shooting. So let's move on to Eric who wants to talk about sex ed pedo training in schools. Hello, Eric.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I thank you. I thank everybody there at InfoWars for putting on such tremendous truth-seeking, digging into the facts, opening up people's minds. But what I wanted to get to is I can base this on years based on which house I lived in.
Eric, first, do you mind turning down? There's a video in the background or something going on. It's causing like an echo. If you could turn that down, that'd be great. Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes, thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, okay. But I barely had any volume on it. Anyways, so the house I lived in is elementary school, fourth and fifth grade. So it seems like if it wasn't the same year, then it was a year apart. Fourth grade, bad touch, good touch, all that kind of stuff, right?
Okay, so what are you talking about? Yeah. Are you talking about?
And then if it wasn't the same year, it was just the next year, fifth grade, at the age that I was. I started school a year earlier than people my age. And then they start giving you sex education, explaining everything. And it got to the point of the act, and they mentioned the word ORG.
So are you talking about how the progression of sex education back from the old days to where it is now, how they're progressively indoctrinating kids at a younger age about sex education? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. They teach okay. you good touch, bad touch, and then it's like the next day they're teaching you about
Exactly. You know, this seems to be the case, what we've been seeing with our modern times, where it's a slippery slope where it's getting worse and worse. First they say, oh, we want to educate your kids on sex ed just so they can know basic things, but basic things relating to their health. And then now it's to the point where you literally have teachers wearing strap-ons showing kids how to engage in homosexual sex and talking about it. I mean, in detail with young kids. It used to be in middle school or high school that you were first given sex ed. Now they're giving it to elementary school
kids. It used to start around middle school or high school that they actually started talking about, like, you know, sexual organs and that type of stuff. But now it's starting. I actually did. It was my first report here at InfoWars. Here at a school in Austin, they're starting this new program. It's called the 3Rs program, or Welcoming Schools is another name of a program that's included with it. But it starts teaching kids about sexual education at the age of 5 or 6 in kindergarten.
Exactly.
Talking about homosexuality, transgenderism, all these different things that 5-year-olds have no business learning about, that's now being implanted into their heads at that young age.
Right, so let's go to Brett, who wants to talk about failed SDI weapons trade in Vegas. All right, hello, Brett.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, so what do you think's going on with Vegas?
Well, actually, there's a couple topics that I want to cover, so I'm going to be very vague with Vegas. Number one, the incident in Vegas was supposed to be a weapons sale through a branch of the FBI that normally embarks on such things. Because even though most of the public don't know, this happens a lot in the States. If you go to the FBI's website, they'll let you know that they stop a lot of these terroristic events in the middle or at the end process. And it's only because they just throw the bone out and hope for a dog to nag onto it. And basically, that's what happened in Vegas, except for the fact that the gentleman that they said did the shooting was an undercover agent that got exposed, and they proceeded to finish whatever they were doing. So that's what really happened in Vegas from the research that I found. What's going on with whatever they're saying is going to happen on November 4th, I don't think us, the population of the U.S., should embark on anything like that, because it wouldn't be beneficial to the regular boy and girl on the side of the street like me and you, even though you're a news reporter and I'm behind a computer.
Well, of course, like, regular people are going to think it's not a good idea to go out on November 4th and try to have a communist revolution. But we're not dealing with normal people here, Brett. We're dealing with Antifa and SJWs have decided to go vigilante, in their mind at least, and go on this deluded escapade to bring about a communist dictatorship.
So are you suggesting that we just shouldn't even engage to begin with, that normal people, everyday Americans, should just stay at home and just not give them any attention? Is that kind of where you're going with that?
If we can, yes. That would be the best direction for action, because most of the time the best way to resolve an issue is to avoid confrontation. If there can be a conversation for confrontation, then there shouldn't be a physical alteration for conversation. It makes no sense.
That's right. That's why we have law enforcement. That's why we have the police. The police will be the ones going out there and dealing with these communists come November 4th. They'll be out there protecting and keeping the peace. That's what we pay them to do with our tax-paying dollars. And if they decide they want to actually assault a police officer, well, it's a lot bigger of a crime than if they go out and assault a Trump supporter. I'll just say that. We'll be right back with more calls. 888-201-2244.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Millie Weaver, joined by Jake Lloyd, and we are going to be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. The number is 888-201-2244. All right, so let's go to our next caller.
Let's go ahead and go to Mark in Ohio. Mark wants to talk about censorship. How are you today, Mark?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Love everything that you guys do. Couple quick things. We are getting censored like no tomorrow. Anytime we try to get on and look at this DeJesus or photos, it's unbelievable how we're getting censored. It's where you can't even get on and look on things. Google's actually blocking cell phone, home computers. And it's, again, we're only trying to do some research ourselves. And we've heard from many people that it's happening to them. Are you guys seeing that?
Well, I've seen censorship going on the internet right now on social media platforms. I know myself personally, I've been being censored with YouTube. I've heard about some of our videos being clicked to private by YouTube, which you can't undo. And even our videos being demonetized, which means the algorithms don't promote them. They don't show them as much to people as the trending videos, which it seems like these progressives and liberals videos, they end up winding up on YouTube's trending, even when their numbers really don't show that they're trending. And that helps push them out there. So YouTube, yes, it seems to be completely rigged. And as far as Facebook, I've heard of people being put in what they call Facebook jail, where you get kicked off for a couple days and people being shut off of Instagram, Twitter. So yes, I've seen the censorship.
Yeah, I've personally experienced it too. Like Millie was saying, on my personal YouTube channel, just recently got hit really hard with a new thing of censorship because I had a video that was from a Confederate monument protest, the first one of the year actually, in New Orleans back in May, I believe. And every time it got 100,000 more views, a new level of censorship would be put on it. So first of all, it was advertiser unfriendly. And then it got a warning on it whenever somebody would open it up. And now the newest one is YouTube's newest level of censorship, which is reserved for extremely offensive stuff, which is you get a warning notice when you click on it. You have to consent to watching the video, acknowledging that it's dangerous. And then they take away the subscription button on the video. They take away liking and sharing it. You can't comment on it. And they even take away the view count on the video because they don't even want people to be able to see that this video was popular at any time for any reason. They don't want people to see what's being commented on the video. They're trying to essentially erase the past, erase the fact that this video did well. So, and since that happened, my entire channel was pretty much demonetized before that. It's hardly gaining any subscribers now when it was actually growing very quickly just before this new thing got hit. So yeah, conservatives are being censored very, very hard currently on the internet.
Definitely. Our platforms are being hit really hard. And I am questioning even whether or not YouTube's view counts are accurate because I've seen some pretty crazy discrepancies. And YouTube, yes, they do go in there. You can look it up. They go in and audit your views. So they technically have the tools to go in and lower people's view counts. All right. So let's go to another caller. We've got Dan on Obamacare. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Great. Thanks for taking my call. I know you're probably really busy. I have, the one thing about Obamacare, and I really hope that they revise it, because if people don't have insurance and they do their taxes, they get a $600 fine for not having insurance. And for a person that's working middle class, the premium's too high. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And I really hope, and I know Alex Jones has tried to bring this issue up to the bar, but I'm saying it's like you got to watch it when you do your taxes this coming around.
Yeah, yeah. They fine you for not having Obamacare, and what that's supposed to do, it's supposed to encourage you to go ahead and buy health insurance because the whole system is dependent on people buying into the program. Because if you say, if a bunch of people just say, I don't want health care or whatever, then it falls apart because you need people to fund, to subsidize those who can't afford the health care. But it's gotten so bad with the prices now that people are saying, okay, you know, I would just rather take the tax. I would rather take the fine for not having it because the health insurance is too expensive. That's the opposite way. The health, it's reversing. It's working in a reverse way at this point because the expense of the health care is incentivizing people to go ahead and take the fine for not having it. It's sick. Obamacare is a failure. It's collapsing. It's falling apart at the seams. And luckily we have Trump in there who just signed an executive order that's lessening the blow of Obamacare, allowing insurers to work across state lines, and hopefully Congress will get their stuff together and get it fully repealed and replaced pretty soon.
You know, healthcare in this country is going to continue to go up and up and up, and thus your rates will go up. And why is it going to continue to go up and up and up? Well, it's quite simple. You've got vaccines, you've got GMOs, you've got them spraying atrazine, pesticides, chemicals on our food, heavily processing our food. People are consuming garbage. And then these big corporations like Monsanto, well, they get away scot-free and they can't even get sued because Obama gave them immunities. If anything, Monsanto and those companies, maybe they should be paying for the increase in our insurance rates and our healthcare rates because they're the ones causing people health problems, according to my opinion. But here's what I'll say about this. If Americans want to get serious about lowering their healthcare insurance rates, their expenses. You know, I've known tons of people. I've talked to tons of InfoWars followers and fans that say, hey, you know, I don't even have insurance because I just take care of myself. I eat healthy. I exercise. I eat organic. I take the InfoWars Life health supplements and I'm perfectly fine. I'm like rarely ever sick. So take your health into your own hands. That's my own personal opinion. So let's go to the next caller. We've got Brian from Arizona on Paddock.
Hey guys.
Hello, hi Brian.
How you doing?
So what's going on with Paddock?
So I was looking at Eric's profile the other day, yesterday I believe, and I noticed the shirt he's wearing. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not yet. He's got the Central Florida Community Arts shirt on.
Oh, the shirt that apparently puts him with some actors group that people are saying that this means that he could have been part of some false flag where the whole thing was an act?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's a Sarah Brady. So
yeah, well,
that was kind of weird.
Well, you know, I think it's weird too, but to insinuate that this really didn't happen, that people really weren't killed, is that what you're going at? Because there's tons of evidence that easily, you know, counters that.
Yeah, that's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying some of the news reports that have been on, some of the people that have been on, maybe she's a coach in some sort of way. I'm not sure. I just thought that was weird. But beyond that, I was looking and I was looking at his family and I was looking at David Paddock and it looks like he's two people. Looking through his photos, if you go to his photos, he's standing on a dog in one of them. Secondly, he's a furry, which is kind of odd.
He's a what?
He's one of those furry people.
A furry? Like he dresses up in the animal costumes?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is who? This is David Paddock?
Yeah, David Paddock. And
okay.
He is, if you look at, like I said, there's a picture on his profile, his second picture down, I think. He's standing on a dog. And somebody comments to him and calls him Matt.
Okay, I haven't seen this, but go ahead and send us an email with these photos and this information to InfoWars Tips. Let's go ahead and take another caller here before we're out of time. Let's go to John from Pennsylvania on the Comey memos. Hi, John.
Hey, I would just like to discuss the draft that they released today, or they didn't release, the FBI Comey memos exonerating Hillary. Well, I'd like to bring to the attention of people that everything on there was redacted, and there was really nothing of substance. And pose the question, could Obama have pardoned Hillary if possible, and that be the reason why Comey took such action? It's entirely possible if that happened, that's why he let her go ahead of time without even interviewing her.
So you're saying that it's possible that Obama pardoned Hillary prior to leaving office? Is that what you're saying?
If Obama had pardoned Hillary, then it's entirely possible. That's why Comey was exonerating her.
Well, that would have been made public. We would have been able to see that there, because there's like a list of that, of the presidential pardons.
If anybody knows whether or not there's any sort of executive action he could take besides pardoning that could somehow exonerate her or throw off the investigation, it would be great to get something going on that, because how could Comey be so ignorant after emailed and sent?
Well, I'm sure we'll have to look into that, but typically presidential pardons are made public and there's a list. So that includes the War Room today, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Millie Weaver, and we've been with Jake Lloyd here, and have a good night.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/